Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Start planning ahead, because there's no other time to plan, there's no other time to begin, there's no other time to start, because as you're starting, you're beginning for yourself, you're planning for yourself, and you're planning ahead. You see, you have to be willing to plan ahead to know that you can be ahead as you're planning, but as you're planning, you have to know that you can get ahead. But see, to get ahead, you have to be willing to understand that you're planning for something, you're planning for preparation, you're planning to step outside of your comfort zone. You see, to be different, you have to plan to be different, and it's okay to be different. You have to know that it's okay for yourself to plan ahead. You see, when you start planning, you are putting yourself in a better situation, because you're no longer waiting for the last minute, you're no longer waiting for the last second, you're no longer waiting and procrastinating, because now you're taking action by planning ahead. Planning ahead puts you ahead, but you have to be willing to get ahead to be ahead. You see, life is going to show you as you're planning. You have to you can plan ahead for something that you would like to accomplish, achieve, and be. But first, you have to start with yourself and be okay with planning. Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about personal development, marketing strategy, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about marketing strategies and how you can start planning ahead to be different, so you can be different while you are marketing yourself. But first, you have to be willing to plan so you can market accordingly. And this is your first time here, make sure you go ahead and like that button, hit that subscribe, and wait towards the end. Come in as we are going along this topic, and whatever resonates with you, whatever you connect with, comment below, and I would love to get engaged with you. Because one thing about planning is that you have to start with nothing. You have to start when you don't even know what you're doing. You have to start and build into something. You see, let me go ahead and write down the topic of today, which is planning ahead. You have to be willing to plan ahead to get ahead. In order to get ahead, you have to start planning for yourself. Let me go ahead and write that on the board, because we diving deep today. Hold on, what did I say? Plan, start, what is the title? Start planning. Or I like planning ahead. I like planning ahead. Plan ahead. Plan ahead. You see, what life is going to show you is that as you are planning ahead, sometimes your plan won't go as you will hope for it to go. Sometimes your plan that you are planning to have in your head, it won't come into reality, it won't come into life until you are able to start. I mean, when I was younger, I played for this team called the Falcons. And when I was playing for the team, I wasn't aware of that we had to plan. Like, I had good size, I was short, but I was kind of built. I wasn't fat, but I was kind of built. And so during my youth, I was playing football for the Falcons. I remember this one time I was playing running back, and my size gave me an advantage. But my size can only give me so much if I'm not willing to plan ahead. And they told me how to run the ball, how to carry the ball, how to move with the ball. So I had to get the ball and I had to put it in my arm, but I had to protect it with my other hand as I'm running. You see, being young and just having the size and the skills wasn't enough, because I wasn't planning ahead. I didn't know how to plan. I didn't know what to plan for. I didn't know how the players was going to hit me, how I was going to run the ball, how I was going to score. I didn't plan for anything. But I had a thought that I can do it. When you start with yourself, you have to be willing to know that you can do it. But it's understanding that you're doing something. And so as I'm playing football at a young age, I was willing to do something because I was learning what the skill was. I was learning the craft. And I was learning how to get ahead. I wasn't planning to get ahead, but I just got ahead because of my skills and my craft and the way that I was built. Some may say that there's genetics. Some may say that's how I was born. Some may say that I was just gifted with this talent. You see, what I've learned while growing up in life is that gifted can only take you so far if you're not planning ahead. Then I start to really understand, I'm like, okay, so what is planning ahead? What does that even mean? What does that consist of? I said, oh, to be ahead, to be better, you have to be willing to plan your steps that you're going to take. You have to be willing to have goals that you would like to accomplish. You have to be willing to plan for something to go right. See, when I got on this journey a half a decade ago, I started learning more about myself. I started learning more about what I would like to do and what I would like to go about doing it. You see, when I started my journey in real estate wholesaling, I didn't fully understand that real estate wholesaling takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of communication. And it also takes a lot of planning. I wasn't able to plan because I didn't know what I was planning for. And I was confused. I was frustrated. I was trying to figure it out. But I couldn't figure it out because I wasn't planning ahead. You see, I was learning about the skill. And just because I was learning about the craft, I learned that it wasn't enough to plan ahead. That's the first form of the hit, that your skill isn't enough. Skills isn't enough. Skills isn't enough. Let me tell you why. Because skills can only take you so far. To get ahead, you have to be willing to plan your steps, plan the work, plan the action that you're going to take. But to take the steps, to take it accordingly, you have to know that you're planning for something that you're not even aware of. How do you get better if getting better is so confusing to you? How do you improve if you don't have no plan to get better? How do you grow within yourself if you're not willing to evolve for yourself? You see, I've learned is that life is going to show you that it's going to give you an opportunity. And it's up to you to seize the opportunity until you are able to plan ahead. You see, sometimes in life when you plan ahead, you're not planning ahead just for the cause of it. You're not planning ahead just for the fun of it. You're not planning ahead because it's something good. You're planning ahead because you want to get ahead. You see, there's a difference between good and great. I read this book called Good to Great. And as I'm reading this book, it's explaining that some people are good. Some people are average. Some people are good enough. And if they want to get ahead in their life, if they want to get ahead for themselves, being good enough, being average won't do it. Because to be great, you have to be willing to do more than what the good is doing. And the reason why this is so important is because to be great, you have to do the basics over and over and over again. Because as you're doing the basics, you're planning ahead. LeBron James been playing in the NBA for the last 20 years. And he's not only playing in the NBA, he's now playing with his son. He's making history over and over and over again. When he first got to the league, his plan that he had ahead of his time was to be the best player in the NBA. Now he's breaking records. He broken the score record. He's broken the amount of time that he's been playing in the league. He's now making history with his son. But 20 years ago, 20-something plus years ago, when he got into the NBA, he was already planning ahead to be great. You see, some people are good because they don't want to be great. Some people are average because they're not willing to do the work. Some people are below average because it takes a lot to be great. You see, what I've learned while watching the greats, the Tom Brady, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, is because they focus on themselves because they was able to plan ahead. They was able to plan ahead. I watched this movie with Michael Jordan. It wasn't even Michael Jordan in the movie, but it was around Nike starting to work with Michael Jordan. And in the movie, it shows that Nike was an upcoming company, and they didn't necessarily have the amount of success that they had today. But when they started working with Michael Jordan, that was planning ahead because they saw a star in this kid. They saw someone who was great in this kid. They saw someone who had potential in this kid because this kid was willing to plan ahead. And so in the movie, it shows that the company Nike was able to plan ahead because they saw what potential Michael Jordan had because he was willing to be great rather than average. You see, to be different, that skills isn't enough. I saw a video with Michael Jordan, and he said, "Maybe I fooled you. Maybe I fooled you because I made it seem like that the work was easy. Maybe I fooled you. That taking the last shot was easy. Maybe I fooled you because I've won 6 championships." You see, when I saw that video, I said, Michael Jordan got it. Michael Jordan get it. You see, he had to plan ahead, but to stay ahead, he had to continue to do the work. You see, skills isn't enough. Skills can only get you in the room. It can only introduce you to greatness. But to become great, you have to be willing to plan ahead and show up every single day. And it's challenging because how do you show up when times are tough? How do you improve when moments are challenging? How do you evolve when you have no idea what you're evolving to? You see, skills is enough because it's something that you have to learn. It's something that you have to practice. It's something that you have to be aware of. As I was playing football my 19th, 10th grade year, I wasn't planning ahead because I wasn't studying. I wasn't planning ahead because I wasn't studying. And it showed on the field. When I got my chance and my opportunity to play and display the skills, my skills was not showing because I wasn't planning. I didn't have the skills. I didn't have the talent. I just was on the team. You see, many times in life, you just have to be on the team to know that you can make it. But being on the team is just saying that you can make it. It's not saying you have a guaranteed spot. It's not saying you have a guaranteed opportunity. It's not saying just because you're on this team doesn't mean you can make a difference. You see, for me to be great, for me to be different, for me to be above average, I have to be willing to plan ahead. So I start taking studying seriously. I start looking at the playbook in a different way. Because now I'm looking at the playbook. I'm studying. I'm planning ahead. And as I'm planning ahead, I'm watching the film tapes. I'm watching the videos. I'm watching the training. Because I want to plan ahead so I can be ahead to become great. In order to be great, you have to be willing to do the work once you plan ahead. A plan without an action is dead because you have to be willing to act on your plan in order to become different. See, to plan ahead, you have to know that your skills isn't enough. What you have in you, what you have in you, but it can evolve with the knowledge, with the skills, with the experience, because now you are able to plan ahead accordingly. You see, my 11th and 12th grade year was completely different for me. Because I was able to plan, I was able to study, I was able to learn. I became a student of the game rather than a player of the game. You see, let me tell you the difference. See, being a student of the game is saying that you're always learning. You're always open to new information. You're always observing what you can become and how you can become this. You are learning the skill. You see, what makes this challenging is that when you are a player on the team and you don't have the skills to be the player on the team, you're just a player to be on the team. Why is that important? Because to be different, to be great, to be better, you have to be willing to plan ahead. Your skills can only get you so far in the room. I saw this one video and they said that your skills can only get you in the room. But it can't keep you in the room because now you have to become a student of the game. You see, when one is a student, one is always learning. When one is a student, one is always asking questions. When one is a student, one is always preparing. One is always planning ahead. Why is that important? Because a student makes a difference. A player is playing a game, but a student learns the game to play because the game has to be played every single day. And the reason why this is so important is because skills isn't enough, because you have to be willing to push yourself. You have to be willing to encourage yourself. You have to inspire yourself when you have no idea what's going to happen next. You see, a plan is just an idea. It's just a thought for the future. It's just a thought for tomorrow. It's just a thought for next week. You see, what happens is just this thought, this idea, this feeling comes from you planning ahead. And now when you plan ahead, you have to be willing to work on your plans. You have to be willing to do the action. You have to be willing to focus on the work. Because when you focus on the work, you recognize that your skills is a part of you. Yet you being a student makes you the player. You see, life is going to show you that you have many opportunities. And until you seize the opportunity, life is going to show you that your skill isn't enough. You can have all the skills in the world, but if you're not a student of the skill that you're developing, how do you become great when you're just becoming average? You see, when you step your feet in the door, when you step in opportunity, opportunity only stays when you force it to stay. You see, I remember when I went to my first conference back in 2021, and this experience changed my life, changed my perspective, gave me a different mindset. Because as I'm in this conference, as I'm in this room, as I'm communicating with strangers, I'm talking to a lot of people that I've never met before. You see, I'm in the room. Just because I'm in the room doesn't mean I can stay in the room. But when I get in the room, I have to create the opportunity. Right, so as I'm in this conference room and we're in this room, I remember sitting in the front row and I had my notebook, I had my pen, and I'm taking notes. I'm being a student of the conference because the conference is going on is something that I'm learning. So I'm writing the notes. I have my notebook. I'm jotting the notes down. I'm paying attention. And what I've learned is that when you pay attention to how you are learning, you are a student of the game, because the game is being played with you rather than against you. It's being played with you rather than against you. And what makes it even more special is that you're not focused on your skills, because skills isn't enough. Skills isn't enough because it can only get you to a certain place. It can only get you to a certain place. And as I'm in this room, as I'm in this conference, just listen to the speaker, listen to the different speakers. I remember this one time, the guy that was in there, he said, yeah, man, the person that came up, he has a whole bunch of credit cards. You call that credit card stacking. So he had a whole bunch of credit cards. And when he came and spoke on stage, he said, yeah, I'm in real estate. I've been doing real estate for X amount of years. I have X amount of credit. I have X amount of debt. And this is how much money I'm making. He just willingly gave the information away. But what stuck to me is that this man had a stack of credit cards about that big. And the speaker was talking. He was speaking to the audience. He said, yeah, man, how many credit cards you got? He said, man, I don't know. He pulled it out and it was a stack. I said, ooh. How do you get that many credit cards? You see, he was a student of the information. And since he's planning ahead, he had credit cards. He had money. He had debt that he can use to be in real estate. But I wasn't that good in real estate. So I got out of real estate because it was difficult for me. It was challenging for me. And I also wasn't consistent with it. I didn't have the skills, nor was I a student of the game. The game was being played without me because I wasn't playing with it, because I wasn't studying how I needed to study. But when I saw this man have a whole bunch of credit cards, have a whole bunch of success, and make a lot of money, it taught me that I'm learning the wrong game. It taught me that I'm not learning the right game. And it also showed me that I'm not planning ahead. Because when you plan ahead, now you are preparing to be in a better position. You see, I remember when I was in boot camp, we had breakfast at, I believe, at 7:30 or 8 o'clock. We had breakfast. We had lunch at 12 o'clock. And we had dinner around like 5 or 6 o'clock. So every day was like clockwork. I'm counting the amount of times we go eat. And I'm counting them out. And I'm counting the days down. I'm counting the when we go eat down. As I'm counting the moments down, I'm like, oh, okay, it's breakfast time. We get up early in the morning. First thing we're going to do, get dressed and go eat. First thing we're going to do, get dressed and go eat. So now I have two more meals to count down. And so I did that for 90 days, because I was in boot camp training for 90 days. Oh, yeah, from October all the way up to January, so 3 months. And so as I'm in the training, I'm counting down the days by counting the amount of times that we have meals. I'm learning information. We're doing the drills. We're doing the activities and so on and so forth. And as I'm counting down the meals, I'm like, ooh, the day is almost over. The day is almost over because we're on our last meal. We're not on our first meal. We're on our last meal. We're not on our second meal. We're on our last meal. I had 3 meals to count versus 90 days to count versus 3 months to count. I had 3 meals to count every single day. And as I'm counting down the meals, I became a student of how to count down the meals. We didn't have our phones. We didn't have electronics, but we had the meals. Let me tell you something. You see, when you recognize that your skills isn't enough, you find a way to be a student in everything that you're doing. There's new information that can be learned. There's new knowledge that you can establish and learn on. But it's identifying that you have to remain a student to know that you can be great. That to know that you don't have to be average when you develop a skill. You have to be willing to be good. You have to be willing to be great. You have to be willing to be amazing at this skill because you have to be willing to plan ahead. You have to be willing to plan ahead because as you're planning ahead, you get ahead. You get ahead because what happens is that you're not focused on your skills no more. You're focused on your plan. You're focused on your abilities to execute, to learn, and to develop. You see, one thing that makes it challenging is that you have to know that the skill that you are planning ahead for, you can get better by the more information you learn. You see, when you learn new information, you position yourself differently because you're able to not focus on your skills. You're able to show that the plan that you have only comes from the opportunity that you are creating. And it doesn't matter how long it takes. What does matter is that you're willing to take the action for yourself. And it matters because you're no longer paying attention to the skills that you have. You're not planning ahead to get better. You're not planning ahead to be better. You're now planning ahead to remain better. So it's not the fact that you are good. It's more so that you are a student on how to be good so you can be great. I remember watching this game with it was an all-star game. During this time when Kobe Bryant was still alive, I think he was like in his 12th year. I'm not sure. It was before Michael Jordan had retired. And so in this game, Kobe Bryant was guarding Michael Jordan. Kobe Bryant being a student and Michael Jordan being the greatest player of all time who has been playing for a long time. So the student, Kobe Bryant, goes to Michael Jordan and say, "Hey man, when you do that fadeaway jump shot, how do you do it?" And then Michael Jordan just told him, he said, "Man, I feel that body on me. And then when that body is on me, I spin around and do the fadeaway." It was so simple when he explained it. But Kobe Bryant didn't rely on his skills for him to find it out. He went to the person who was the greatest of all time and asked him, "How can I do this particular skill?" You see, when you are a student, you have to be open to learning every single day. You have to be open to learning every single day because the plan that you are planning ahead for, you can only get ahead when you are planning for the action and work that you need to accomplish. You see, to accomplish a goal, to accomplish a plan, you have to be willing to do the work. You just can't have a plan with no work. You just can't have an idea with no action. What happens is that when you have a thought, when a thought comes into your mind, you're not relying on your skills, but this thought that comes into your mind, you're open to learning new information about it. You're learning to observing the information about it. Because what happens is that you start to plan ahead for new information so you can continue to be a student. I thought when I graduated high school, that was going to be the last time I was a student. That was going to be the last time I was going to ever sit in the class, because I went to school for 12 years. For 12 years. And now that I finally graduated, I'm done with school. I'm done with learning. I'm done with being a student. You see, what I didn't recognize is that when I graduated high school, it was a stepping stone to get to learn something new. Even though my high school and middle school and elementary years passed, they passed because I passed and got my degree. I got my diploma. But a diploma can only take you so far. A diploma can only take you so far because you don't have the skills, you don't have the education, you don't have the knowledge to get you further. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, how is this even possible? I just went to school for 12 years. And then when I graduate, when I walk the stage and I get my diploma, I go sit down. And then after I sit down, I'm trying to figure out what's next. What's next for me? Because my whole life just evolved around school. You see, what I didn't recognize when I was sitting there just listening to the other people's names being called is that you don't stop being a student when you graduate. You don't stop being a student when you get your diploma. You don't stop being a student when you graduate high school. Now you have to be a student of life. You see, I was sitting in the audience by my twin brother, and as I'm sitting in the audience by my twin brother during graduation, I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, what's next? You see, I couldn't plan ahead because I didn't know how to plan ahead, but I'm sitting there in my graduation next to my twin brother wondering what's next. And it took me a long time to figure out what next was. Because that's when I tried to go to school. I thought I was going to get my degree in physical therapy and kinesiology. Kinesiology is another word for physical therapy. Excuse me. What I didn't recognize is that I was learning the game of life. I was learning the game of life. Because now I have to ask myself, what's next every single day? It's no longer I have to go to high school. Now I have to figure out myself. I have to be a student, but how can I be a student? What am I learning? What do I need to improve on? What do I need to study? What can I evolve into? You see, as I'm sitting there trying to figure out what my next move was, my next move came from me willing to plan ahead. So I started working. I was already working. I got my first job at the age of 16. And my first job, I worked at the movie theater. And this job changed my life forever because it gave me an opportunity to learn, to work, and to really be involved in the environment. The best thing that I got while working at the movies, was free popcorn, was free food. You see, since that was my first job and I was learning how to work, I was working, but I was giving it my all. I remember they told you gotta buy some slick resistant shoes. Now, I didn't even know what slick resistant even meant. I just knew I needed some shoes that they said. So I went to the store and said, hey, can I get some slick resistant shoes? Like, I don't know what that is, but I need some shoes like that. And so they said, yeah, no problem. Let me pull out some of them. Here's the section for the slick resistant shoes. So I believe you're working at a fast food restaurant. You have to wear slick resistance shoes or whatnot. I was working at a movie theater, so I guess it's kind of fast paced. And so they show me these slick resistance shoes. And I'm looking at them and I say, these mugs are ugly. All these shoes are ugly. But I got to pick one because it goes with my job. So I'm not looking for style. What I'm looking for is durability. It's ones that will last. It's ones that's in good condition. The ones that kind of look decent. Okay? I didn't need no White Forces. I didn't need no Jordans. I didn't need nothing that would cost a lot of money. I just need something so I can be more prepared for when I'm able to work. You see, I start to plan as I'm looking at these shoes, and as I'm looking at these shoes, I recognize that I have to get something that will be durable. That will last a long time and not just go for fashion or style. So I got the slick resistant shoes. And when I got them, that was the most comfortable shoes I've ever worn before. Them jokers was comfortable, and it was at a good price. That was at a good price. And as I was planning ahead, I was planning for the opportunity that I had. That's the next point I want to hit on, is that you have to plan for your opportunity. Second point is that you have to, when you plan ahead, you have to plan for opportunity. T-U-N-I-T-Y. You have to plan for opportunity. And here's why you have to plan for opportunity. Because opportunity will come when you least expect it. Opportunity will come when you're not even looking for it. But preparation will put you in a better situation because you have been planning ahead for it. You see, one thing I learned while being on this journey is that everything doesn't go as planned sometimes. I know. I just said something about planning ahead and how it's important to plan ahead. But you can plan how you would like to plan, but it will never go how you expect it to go. Prime example. So, Hurricane Milton came to Florida last week. And when it came to Florida last week, they gave the city of Florida an evacuation order. Like, hey, you have to evacuate because it's going to be Hurricane 5. Oh, I'm sorry, Category 5. And at the time, I really wasn't aware of the different categories. I'm like, what is a Category 5? How bad is it? I don't even know what it is. And so we get the email, we get the calls. Like, there's so many different, like, people, not necessarily people, but organizations reaching out. And they're telling us you need to evacuate. If you are going to evacuate, you need to evacuate by this time rather than that time rather than this time. And so I'm reading the text messages. I'm reading it. And we get to a point where we're like, okay, so where are we going to go? we need to evacuate, but where are we going to go? And so we're trying to figure out. Now we look at the map and it said that the hurricane was going towards Florida. But the way it was going on the map, if you look at it, like it was going over Florida into the next city. And so we're like, okay, so where are we going to go? So we end up deciding to go to Atlanta. And we put the GPS in, into the address that we was going, it said it was going to take us 7 hours and 28 minutes to get there. You see, we was planning ahead to get there in 7 hours and 28 minutes. And since we put the address in, we put our stuff in the car, and we got together and we left. And we start driving. When we start driving, it was a long drive. Because everyone in Florida was trying to leave Florida. So the traffic was backed up. People was panicking. People was frantic. People was afraid of the hurricane that was coming. It wasn't a lot of gas stations available. It wasn't a lot of places where you can go and get gas. Like the gas was limited itself. And so as we planned to get in the car, it said it was going to be 7 hours and 28 minutes. Even though it said it was going to be 7 hours and 28 minutes, we got to Atlanta in 24 hours. You see, we left at 5 p.m. on a Tuesday, and we got to the Atlanta at 5 p.m. on a Wednesday. You see, traffic said, or the GPS said, when you plan ahead, you plan to get here in 7 hours and 28 minutes. It didn't say that traffic was going to stop you a little bit. Traffic was going to make you late a little bit. Traffic was going to slow down the process. And it also didn't say, while you driving so long, you're going to get tired. Because while you in traffic, you're going to be exhausted. You see, it didn't warn us for the plan that we had. But since we planned ahead, it didn't go the way we expected to go. And when we got on the road, we put our stuff in the car. We got in the car and we start driving. What we planned for didn't happen because it took longer for us to get there. You see, when you plan for opportunity, you're planning to be prepared. You have to be prepared for things that you do not know is going to come. We had covers, we had snacks. Shout out to my wife, she, hey, I wouldn't even thought about that. But she thought about it. So we had a cover, we had snacks, we had drinks. We was prepared for the road. You see, when you plan for opportunity, you have to know that even though you are going along your path, you are going along your direction, you are going along a journey, your journey is not going to always be smooth. Because at some point, you are going to have to pivot to get back on the road. You're going to have to take a break to get back on your journey. You're going to have to take a moment to get back on your plan. But your plan is always going to be there. Your plan is going to be there because it's established. It's created. And it's followed by you. And it's followed by you. The reason why that matters is because when you plan for opportunity, when you plan for something for yourself, it's going to come when you least expect it, because now you have to plan ahead. And even though you're planning ahead, doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight. Doesn't mean it's going to happen the next day. Doesn't mean it's going to happen the next hour. What it does, what planning ahead does for you, is that it puts you in a better position, because now you're not trying to figure everything out. You're not trying to figure everything out, because life is going to show you, when you have a plan, when you have something in thought, when you have something that you can follow, when you have direction, where you are going comes from the direction that you have created. You see, planning ahead is a journey, because you have to understand that you're preparing for the future. You're preparing for your future success. You're preparing for this plan to come to reality. You see, what stops a lot of people is that they're not properly planning ahead, because they don't know how to. Because they don't know how to. Why is that important? That's important because when you are planning, you're planning for something better. You're planning for something great to happen. You're just planning ahead. I remember being from a small town, and as we was raised in a small town by a single mom who raised three boys, I remember this one time our neighbor, he had a basketball goal. Or they had a basketball goal. We didn't necessarily have a basketball goal. So our neighbor, who was right across the street from us, he had a goal. He was like the only child or the only boy. He had two siblings. One was a young lady, and then one was a little baby. So he was the oldest, but he have people his age where he can go play sports with, play ball with, and just have fun. So one day, he came across the street and knocked on the door. My mama, who was a single mom raising three boys by herself, she opened the door and said, "Who is it? Who is it?" And he said his name. She said, "Who?" She said, "Who is that?" And so she opened up the door. And now our neighbor, who was across the street, who came and knocked on the door, he said, can your boys come outside and play basketball? Can your boys, you got three boys, right? Your boys here at home?" She said, "Yeah, stay at home." He said, "Can they come outside and play basketball?" She said, "Yeah, if they want to." "Yeah, they want to." And so she said, "Yeah, if they want to." So she come tell us, "Hey, your neighbors outside want us to play basketball. Y'all can go outside. But don't let the street light stop you." So it was like, "Yes, ma'am." It was like 4 o'clock in the evening. The sun is out, it's hot, and we about to go have fun. We was like, "Yes, ma'am, we go outside, me and my two brothers, me and my twin, my older brother, we go outside and we start playing basketball with our neighbor." So now it's three boys in one house, one boy in another house. Now we can play 2-on-2. You see, when we was playing 2-on-2, sometimes our team won, sometimes our team lost. But we had fun. You see, when he planned for the opportunity, he knocked on the door, and the opportunity came knocking at the door. You see, the point of this story is that opportunity comes when you least expect it. Opportunity is not going to come when you are expecting it, because you have to plan ahead to know that it will come. When it comes, just like my mom, who raised three boys, who was a single mom raising three boys by herself, just like she opened the door for the opportunity for us to go play basketball, will you be there to open up the opportunity for yourself to accept what's coming for you? You see, one thing that my mama taught me is that to always seize the moment. Because you never know when you're going to have another chance at this opportunity, because this moment is only for a lifetime. Let me tell you how I learned that from her. Because she made no excuses taking care of three boys by herself. She didn't make no excuses raising three boys by herself. You see, it was inspiring because I was able to see someone who was willing to work hard. So I was willing to see someone who was a student. I was willing to see someone who has 9 different degrees. And I thought, just because I had my high school diploma, I thought I was done with school. I thought I was done with learning. I thought I was done with being a student. When you plan for your opportunity, you are planning to be better. You are planning to become better. You are planning to evolve. Because to grow, you have to know that you're planning for something. You're creating an opportunity, and it only comes from when you plan ahead. You see, skills isn't enough, because you have to recognize that the skills that you have is only because it's something that you have learned. Okay? Your skills that you have can be improved by learning something new. One thing that I learned while reading books is that there's a lot of information in these books. My first book was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And when I read this book, it gave me a different perspective of life. It gave me a different perspective of life because it gave me two different people thought. One with money, one without money, and how they thought about themselves, how they thought about life, and how they thought about opportunity. So as I'm reading this book, I'm like, oh, this book is good. I ain't had my dad in my life. I know my dad, but he wasn't in my life like that. I know him. But this book is different because it gives you a story. It connects. And it says that if you have a rich dad and a poor dad, just because you have both dads or just because you have a dad doesn't mean that he think differently. It doesn't mean he is different. It doesn't mean that he can be different. What the book did for me is that it taught me that people can change the way that they're thinking. They just have to have a plan by the way that they're going to change. And in one perspective, the guy with the dad, the poor dad, wasn't able to change because he was already stuck in his ways. You know, on the other hand, the rich dad was constantly changing, evolving, and learning, and being a student. And it taught me that if you remain a student, not only will you be able to seize the opportunity, you can create new opportunities from your discipline, from your study, and what you have been learning. Because you can get better. You can improve. And you can develop within yourself. You see, when you are planning ahead, you're planning for opportunity. And the reason why they go hand in hand with one another is because when you're planning ahead, opportunity comes from the plan. When we was on the road for 24 hours, we stopped. Maybe 10 times, maybe even more. I'd rather stop 10 times than to drive sleepy. I'm sorry. I'd rather stop 10 times rather than drive sleepy. And so on this trip, I didn't even know what a resting place was. We ended up going to a resting place where we can just park the car and go to sleep. I said, you should have never showed me that. Because I stopped an additional 9 times. But see, here's the thing. When you are planning ahead, You have to give yourself grace enough to rest, to take action, to take enough time to get you to a certain destination. When you use the GPS to go from point A to point B, they don't say what's going on between point A and point B. Why does that matter? Because obstacles are going to come. Challenges are going to be created. And opportunities come from the plan. The opportunity that came from the plan when we left Florida and went to Atlanta, the opportunity that came was one, we was blessed to be able to evacuate. Like, we left at a good time, and since we was able to leave at a good time, we kind of beat the traffic, got caught in the traffic, but it wasn't as bad as the traffic that was here as the hurricane was coming, as Hurricane Milton was coming. And it taught us, and it taught me, that you can have the best plan. You can plan as much as you would like to, but it doesn't always mean it will. Your actions will go as planned. It might take some time. It might take longer than you expect. It might take a lot more effort. It might take a lot more determination. It might take a lot more effort. But you have to give yourself time to accomplish the plan, because the plan is something that you have created. You see, when you plan for opportunity, not only are you planning for opportunity, you're planning in a way that's going to show that you're doing something right. You are doing something right because the student in you, the one who would like to learn, the one who's opening to learn, the one who's always interested in learning something new. You have to train yourself to be able to plan, so as you're planning, you can have opportunities come for you. That's the last point I want to hit on, is that when you plan for opportunity, you're planning to do the work. Point number three, plan to do the work. You're planning to do the work, because the work is not going to be done unless you are the one to complete it. It's challenging. Hello. There we go. It's challenging. Because as you're planning ahead, how do you know it's going to work for you? How do you know it will work for you? How do you even know that it will work for you in a good amount of time? Good amount of effort? Good placement or something like that? When you plan for the opportunity and you're planning to work, you're planning to do the work because you are the only one that can complete the work. When we went through Hurricane Milton, when we evacuated from Hurricane Milton to Atlanta, we planned accordingly. We had the plan. We had the action. We had the direction that we need to go. And even though it didn't go as planned, doesn't mean it was the end of the world. Doesn't mean just because it didn't go as planned, we weren't going to be the ones to complete the plan. We completed the plan because we had a plan. If we just had a plan, be like, okay, we're going to go to Atlanta and not put our stuff in the car, not put our bags in the car, not put everything in the car and get inside of it and drive, we would have still been here during Hurricane Milton. Now, to do the work, you have to know that the work is going to challenge you. If you're not challenging yourself, you're not growing. But if you challenge yourself, you can grow. But you have to be willing to do the work. I remember I started training because I was learning how to do Muay Thai. Like, I was learning how to box and kick and grapple. And as I'm learning how to train, my trainer at the time, he tells me, he said, man, okay, listen. You have to be confident in your punches. He said, because the slightest move, you can make someone miss. The slightest move, they can make you miss. I'm like, what you mean? Like, the slightest move, like, you have to be confident in the punches that you're throwing. Like, you have to be confident they will land. Because the slightest move they can miss. The slightest move someone can miss. And so I'm like, okay, so what do you mean? He said, I'm going to show you. So he told me to swing. Like, he told me to throw a jab. I threw a jab, and he only moved like that much. It wasn't even that much. No. It was like that much. Very little movement. And when I swung, my feet like came down right in front of his face. And it surprised me because he didn't even move that much. But just like he said, the slightest move can make the major difference. Can make the biggest difference. Because it's the slightest move that counts. Just like when you're doing the work, the smallest thing makes the plan move. The smallest work makes the plan come to life. But it's the small things that matters. It's the small things that counts. It's the small movement that completes the plan for the plan to become a reality. And so when I saw that, when I recognized it, I said, oh man, that was good. Excuse me. The way you just explained that, the way you just broke it down, I now understand the importance of the small things. I now understand, in order for me to be great, in order for me to continue to plan, in order for me to become something more, I have to be a student and focus on the small things, because eventually the small things will turn into opportunities. I said, ooh, that was good. It was good because I had to learn to continue to be a student. And just because I graduated high school doesn't mean I'm done learning. Just because I experienced life, I went through the military, I went to the Marine Corps, I was able to serve the country, doesn't mean that my learning has stopped there. I remember I was in algebra class, and when I was in algebra class, my first year taking that subject, or the first year going to college, I'm in algebra, but I'm not understanding the formulas that I need to have in order to solve this problem. And so the teacher proceeds to say, like, hey, if you are struggling with this issue, send me an email. If you're struggling with this issue, ask me a question. If you're struggling with this issue, be a student and learn, and then come to me so I can help you. So I mean, it was one problem that I was struggling with, that I was having a hard time with. It was like X equals A plus B, something like that. But I was having the issue because I couldn't fully remember what she taught. I couldn't fully remember what she taught. And so I asked her, do you mind going over the question again? Because I don't get it. I just don't get it. And when you go over it, do you mind breaking down how you got to the answer? You see, when you plan to do the work, you have to plan to ask questions. You have to plan to be a student, because you have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to ask. You have to be willing to show up. You have to be willing to learn the information, because the information is there. And until you be the student, becoming the student is learning how to ask questions. It's learning the type of questions to ask for you to be better. Life shows you that as you are putting yourself out there, you're putting yourself out there because you want to get better. You want to get better, but in order, the only way to get better is that you have to ask from an expert. I remember I went to my first business coach. And when I went to my, oh, no, not my first business coach. I remember I went to my first speaking coach. And I paid $497 for this coaching fee. And we was speaking for like four hours. And so as we are in this conversation, he say, man, I'm here for as long as you need me. I'm here as long as you want to communicate with me, I'm here for you. I'm here as long as you would like for me to be. Now let me help you be a student. So the guy got to talking to him like he got to delivering value, like he got to explain to me the importance of communication. And mind you, he's an older male, and he's an older male with a black screen, like black screen behind him. Now I'm just looking at him in the black screen. And at the time, I was staying in my small town, Little Rock, Arkansas, but I'm speaking with him. I'm talking to him. And he's telling me that communication moves people. And until you learn how to communicate your story, your experiences, what you have learned, you won't move people because you're not making them about them. You're not making them about how you can help them. And so as we're doing the coaching call, as we're speaking to one another, I'm speaking to him, and he's bringing me knowledge that I didn't have. And then towards the end of the call, he was referencing a lot of books that he was reading. And I just asked him, I said, man, so how many books have you read? He got the laugh. He chuckled. He said, like I just disrespected him. Like, I'm asking, like, bro, how many books have you read? He said, hold on, give me a second. So he was standing in front of a black screen. The black screen can move. So he moved the black screen. All I see is a bookcase full of books. I see a bookcase full of books, and he proceeds to say, I've read majority of these books. He said, some of these books is the same concept, but I've read majority of them. And when he said that, I said, ooh. I said, why? He said, because I want to stay a student. I want to stay a student and learn from different perspectives and learn from different people and learn from different information, learn from different knowledge. Even if it's the same, it's different because it came from a different person. I said, ooh, wee. And as I was planning to do the work, I had to go to someone who has more experience than I do. Asking questions isn't a bad thing. It's the smartest thing because you can get around others that can help you, that can position you, that can show that you can have opportunity. You just have to learn what opportunity looks like to you. So then I'm like, okay, so when he explained that he has a library, a book library, I said, let me start building minds up. Let me continue to build minds up, because you never know the type of information that you're going to learn from the books that you read. I remember I read this book called The Key Person to Influence. And in this book, it says that the person who has the most influence is the person willing to do the work. The person who has more influence than anyone else came from them being a student on how to gain that influence. So not only is it an advantage, it's a reward. They reward the key person of influence because the key person of influence was able to plan ahead. You can't be different. You can't be great if you're not willing to do the work. If you're not willing to put yourself out there to learn that it's okay to be a student, being a student would be challenging, because how do you know you're doing the right thing? Life shows you that just because you're planning ahead doesn't mean it will go how you would like for it to be planned. You will have challenges. You will have different opportunities, different moments that will push you. And as it's pushing you, it's making you better. It's making you become better, and it's helping you be more stronger. It's helping your plan become a reality, because in reality, your plan can be true. You can be educated, and as you're educated, you can be better. You just can't stop getting better. You just can't stop getting good, because you have to be willing to do the work. The work is going to show you that your planning matters the most. And it matters the most because you are focusing on it. You are inspired from it. You are encouraged from it. What happens is that when you plan to do the work, you are planning ahead because you're no longer relying on the skills that you have. You can get better. You can improve. You can evolve. Continue to do the work. And as you're improving, evolving, and growing, your plan becomes a reality. You can be great. You just have to tell yourself that you can become great. Because what I've learned is that I have to start talking to myself positively rather than negatively, because positivity matters more than negativity. If I'm able to encourage myself, I can inspire myself. If I'm able to encourage myself, then I get inspired. I'm able to motivate myself as I'm going through hard times and different challenges. What I'm able to do is continue to do the work, because I'm a student of life. I'm a student of the game. And to play the game, you have to continue to be a student. Because what happens is that when you start to plan ahead, you're preparing for your future. When you prepare for your future, you're able to create different opportunities that can come from that. Because what happens is that when you plan ahead, you're no longer relying on your skills, because your skills isn't enough. You have to get educated. You have to learn new information, and you have to adapt to what's around you to know that you can. It's okay to learn. Because as you're learning, you're planning for opportunity. Even though you have a plan, even though you thought this process out, it won't go as planned, but it will go to the plan that you have, because you have direction. You have direction, and the direction that you have, it shows that you are on the right path. You just have to stay in the direction, regardless of how long it takes you to get there. And as it's taking you a long time, enjoy the journey. The journey is going to always be there. The journey is more inspiring than the destination, because it shows that you're doing the right thing. And since you're doing the right thing, you have to plan to do the work. Even when you don't feel like it, even when you don't have the motivation, even when all your energy is taken away, you have to plan to do the work. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit the subscribe button and leave in the comments below your biggest takeaway on why planning ahead is so important and how you are going to start planning for yourself. I appreciate y'all. Let me know in the comments. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway from this. I would love to engage with it. And please, if you feel like leaving a review, if you feel like leaving a review and you listen to it on Apple Podcasts, go to show episode and then click go leave a review. Leave a review and let me know your input. Let me know what you thought about this show. Let me know what you think of this episode, of this podcast. I appreciate y'all, and then I'll see y'all next time.